Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. Song based on a passage in Ecclesiastes. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. But I don't want to take any more time with anything but the topic at hand, which is my visit with my good friend and your new friend, Amy Saunders. Amy is the daughter of the late Winnie Palmer, she's the namesake of the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Children, and she's also the daughter of Arnold Palmer, who's a friend of ours, and Arnold's been on the show more than once before. Everybody knows who Arnold Palmer is. He's the king, and somebody that I admire greatly, folks, as not only as a great golfer, of course, me being a golfer, but also as a successful businessman, me being a businessman. But also as a parent. I've seen what he's done as a parent and the way he gives back to the community that he's involved in and the things he's done so many places. Amy, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know you're proud of both of your parents, and I've seen how you've followed in their footsteps, and I know they're proud of you and the work that you've done, especially with the Arnold Palmer Hospitals. Now, identify for my audience the different units that are there in that complex.
Well, you know, it, as you said, Jim, it's all under the Arnold Palmer Medical Center, and the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children is dedicated to the care of pediatrics, and then the Winnie Palmer Hospital, of course, is dedicated to the services of women and babies, and it right. is one of the largest neonatal intensive care units there.
Tell the audience what neonatal. Remind everybody what neonatal is.
Well, it's very premature babies, yeah. and of course, women who have a high risk pregnancies. This is the place to be well cared for, and the outcomes are it's just amazing. To
the
see
doctors
how
and the staff there, folks, and this is not just some talk show host saying this. They're recognized in the industry, in the discipline, as world class. Dr. Alexander, who's been with the hospital since it was founded, right?
Yes,
over 30 years.
Been. Yes, and it's one of only six hospitals in the nation that are dedicated exclusively to the needs of women and children. And I think one of the things my parents very early on insisted that it be of the highest quality in every respect, and I will tell you they have remained true to that charge.
I've seen it, folks. I've taken the tours, and Amy, as I was telling you off the air, folks, I've taken the tour more than once, but I've only been able to finish it one time. But when I see the work that they're doing, when I see the dedication of these people, when I see the children and the families that are being treated, and many, many of them are not even from the Orlando area. Amy, that's the reason I got excited about what you guys were doing, because I realized this isn't just a regional hospital. This is a hospital that serves, in some cases, the world, basically, because the world comes to see Mickey, right?
Absolutely.
And so there's all this work. Folks, I've only been able to finish the tour one time because I got so emotional, I had to stop. Seeing the cancer, the children with cancer, how they were being treated there. Also the research, Amy, that your guys are doing, groundbreaking research that's not only helping children, but it's being leveraged out into the industry to help adults, right? Some of this heart research.
And I think the other thing, Jim, is that, you know, as you said, it's not just any longer a community-based hospital. There are so many incredible subspecialties that have been added, and we have such resources for the highest level of service from our physicians and all, that we now have the pediatric oncology unit, a cardiac center, so many things that people are actually traveling to Orlando because of the reputation mm-hmm. that we have gained over the years, because of the wonderful physicians we've attracted to this area because of our reputation.
And if you find yourself there and you need the help, and you don't have the ability to pay, you're not turned away. And that was one of the mandates of Arnold Palmer, and that's one of the reasons why that was another thing that attracted me to this cause, Amy. And the other thing that I love to tell this story, that when everybody else is talking about, we look at this new device, this new machine that helps children, Arnold's always saying, but notice it doesn't smell like a hospital. I love that story that they tell on him. Amy, as you know, I tell my audience that I would like for them to consider making a donation to these hospitals so that if nothing else, they can make a contribution to the work that these people are doing for the research too, but also Absolutely. To help cover the cost of people who maybe can't afford it and who are never turned away. And so remind them how they can make a donation.
They can go to Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, and they follow the link. There's a link right there that you can make a donation to the hospital. And as I say, it does support all of the growing needs for accommodating people who can't pay, also for all of the services that now are just world-class physicians and so on that people really are seeking out this
right.
hospital for care of cardiology and all the other subspecialties.
Right, exactly. So check that out, folks, and you can make a donation right there on the site. Amy, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for telling us about your mother. Thanks for telling us about the hospitals. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me and for your endless support to such a great cause.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Saunders, ladies and gentlemen, the daughter of Winnie Palmer and that other guy, Arnold. She's his daughter, too. I'm going to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.